Hello, and welcome to the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. If you're growing your photography or creative business, you're in the right place. Each week, we deliver a workshop-style solo show, expert interview, or motivating story from our community, so you can tune in to find encouragement, motivation, and ideas to help the right people find you and your amazing work. I'm your host, Kristen Sweeting. I'm a photographer and coach, and my favorite thing is helping dangerous creatives just like you stand out in a world that just wants us to blend in. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive in. I want to tell you about the program that has saved me so much time over the years as an entrepreneur, and that is 17 Hats. 17 Hats is made specifically for solo creative business owners just like you and me, and it lets me automate a lot of my contracts, my invoices, my emails, my workflows, so I just get so much time back during the day. I don't know how I ran a business for so long without it. If freedom and delivering an excellent client experience is important to you, I highly recommend jumping in and checking out 17 Hats. You can sign up for free at 17hats.com, but also if you use our code DANGEROUS, you get 50% off your first year when you sign up for a plan. So check it out at 17hats.com and get back to doing the things that you love in your business. If you've been following along on Instagram, you know today we are starting our 5 days to reignite your business challenge. Guys, I'm so excited. I am here recording this episode in Washington, D.C. So as we speak, I'm in D.C. and I'm about to see a bunch of previous Danger School clients, some study abroad alumni, a mastermind client, and like 8 of my wedding couples live here. So we're like on a world tour of seeing past clients right now, and it is so freaking fun. So it's fun to be here recording these challenge episodes too. And I am just so excited that you're joining us for this because I don't know about you, but winter was a little rough for me, and I'm excited to shake off some of that energy this week with you and to, get some motivation and inspiration back. So you will be getting a short audio encouragement through this podcast. So just stay here. You'll be getting all of the challenge episodes right to your podcast player and a fun and easy challenge each day this week that I'll tell you about at the end of each episode. So if you're going to do them with us, can you DM me at Kristen Sweeting on Instagram, challenge accepted? Because I would love to see if you're doing these along with us. I'm also doing these challenges as we speak. So it'll be fun to talk about it, talk about what you're doing, how it's feeling, all of that. So yeah, DM me challenge accepted if you're going to do it along with us live. And if you end up listening back to this later, still shoot me a message and be like, hey, I know I'm like a month late on this, but I'm going through the challenge and I'm excited to dive in. So I can't wait to go through this week because every time we do this, our community reports feeling more peace in their finances, more flow of business, more inspiration and creativity, and the doors starting to open where maybe they feel like they were closing before. I was stuck in my downward spiral just recently. I feel like if you run a creative business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But just where I was like really focused on what wasn't there instead of what is there, overthinking every business decision I was making. Honestly, that's the least favorite, thing for me is when I get into those cycles of overthinking. Oh my gosh, it's the worst. Feeling all kinds of emotions if an inquiry didn't turn into a client, seeing all the things that wouldn't work out. Do you guys worst case scenario ever, or like dwelling on those worst case scenarios of like, oh my gosh, and then this will happen and then this will happen. It is so easy to do. I'm taking those no's really personally. So maybe you're feeling this way too recently. I've been hearing some things on the internet, and that's why I think that this challenge is really timely. So I hope that if you've been feeling any of that lately, if you've gone through your own downward spiral like I did a few weeks, months ago, that you dive in with us. If you've been saying things like bookings are weird this year or feeling super scared or going down rabbit holes, all of that, that is just like really painful. I just want to say these kinds of traps are super, super easy for us to all fall into. It's because I feel like clients and friends of mine, it doesn't matter if you've been in business for 20 plus years, you have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank to fall back on, like still fall into those traps. If you're a client, a friend of mine that's just building their business, also can fall into those traps. I know from my own experience that the dollar sign isn't really what matters. It's not really what prevents it, and that the power is in my own actions and decisions and not really anything external. So I think that's like the good news and bad news is like we never really like can totally avoid these kind of mindset traps or fear spirals, but the more that we learn how to deal with them, the faster we get out of them the next time. Like I said, I've done this challenge a bunch of times. I still fall into the downward spiral trap, but now when I decide to take these action steps and get out of it, I get out so much faster. So that's why I'm excited to do this, is because this is something we can go back to anytime we need it, anytime we need a boost of encouragement, anytime we need to shake off whatever is holding us back or that fear that's really keeping us from moving forward. Those traps are super natural. I actually think that that's kind of the default. The default for us to do is to go straight into the fearful spiral, and we have to regularly be building habits to keep us out or to pull ourselves out of them. And when we do it in community, it's so much more fun and we feel so much less alone and all of those things. Our friends can be the thing that propels our downward spiral or pulls us out of it. So I'm glad that we're all doing this together and that we get to cheer each other on as we're moving through these challenges. The great news here, friends, is that we have a lot more power than we think to start shifting our circumstances, unwinding all the stress and the drama in our own minds. And it took me so long to realize that I can't solve my like existential crisis by like trying to go to the end of my existential crisis or my mindset issues by thinking about it all the time. Like, you can't solve the psychological issues or problems by thinking about them more. You have to actually get out of your head into the body, into my own actions and habits, and around other people. So that is the why behind the activities in these challenges. They are simple. There is nothing super complicated about this challenge. They are focused and they are repeatable, which I think is the most important part here, is that this is something we can go back to anytime we start feeling like no one's gonna hire us anymore. What if we have to go get a full-time job? What if? Is we can go back to these and we can repeat them over and over and help ourselves out of our downward spiral. So save these episodes if you want to have a pep talk to come back to anytime you need to go through these again. We all need the consistent reminders. Okay, so I am speaking to my overachieving, highly intelligent, high expectations for ourselves listeners right here. And just imagine me giving you a big hug because I am right there with you in this. But this is a little love kick from me. Your main goal this week is to have fun with these challenges. Let go of the idea that you have to do these perfectly. You don't need to DM me and ask me if you're doing it right, although you can, and I'll tell you exactly this too. I will send you a love note right back. But we're gonna let go, enjoy the process, and commit to doing the thing each day and allow ourselves to feel good after them. I don't know about you, I am not always the best at letting myself feel good. Like, when was the last time you achieved a goal and celebrated yourself after it? Or had like a beautiful moment and like sat in it for a minute? I know for me, like, I have to train myself to do that, because what my brain wants to do is to have like a beautiful moment with my family or in my business and immediately go to like, what if something horrible happens tomorrow? Or what if no one wants to hire me anymore because I'm whatever? You know, like, I immediately move to the next thing or raise the bar. That's my instinct. And I have to sit for a second and let myself stretch and let myself feel that good feeling longer. And that's what we're going to do together this week with this challenge. We're going to do the simple challenge together, And I want us to just like commit to savoring the good feeling that we feel on the other side of it and let that stretch and let that feel good and let us enjoy that we did a thing that we committed to. Okay, so let's talk about today's challenge. Today, we are talking about the power of our environment. And I think environment is important for everyone, but especially to us empathetic, creative folks. What we keep around us, our physical environment, the people in our life, the lighting, the words that we listen to, what news we follow, what social media accounts we follow, it's super important because that stuff really has an impact on us. And I've really struggled with this one, particularly the environment part of this, because at many stages in my business, I didn't have the funds or the resources to have my own office or studio. Maybe I was working in my dining room, or I once had a basement office. There was like no window light in it. It was really hard when I had my desk in the basement because, you know, light, all of, you know, all of those things. I just wanted to sleep when I was down there. So, and even now I do have an office. I still find myself back in my dining room surrounded by my son doing art projects. And honestly, I am choosing that. I love that. I want to be in a place where everyone's around, where there's creative stuff happening, where I can like be in the mix of things. Like I've always worked better at a coffee shop than in my dorm room or whatever when I was in college. So when people talk about your environment and like, oh, this pretty office, all these things. I'm like, I never really related to that because my version of inspiring is a little bit quirkier and a little bit different. So when we're approaching this challenge today, I want us to think about what is really, really aligned for us. And I'm going to help walk through this so that we can figure it out of like, what is our perfect, inspired, beautiful workspace that maybe it looks really different than how other people's does. So yes, today's challenge is about upgrading our workspace, but my challenge to you is to think about it differently than maybe you have before, to start a notes tab in your phone or a page in your journal, and we're going to take some notes during the process of the next 5 days. But on today's page, I want to ask these questions that help us figure out what is upgrading my workspace mean for me? Because this is going to look different for all of us. Like I said, my upgraded workspace is in my dining room surrounded by art projects. Your inspired workspace might be like finding a quiet place in your house or finding another place to go. So we're going to do the thing that feels the most aligned to us. So here are the questions to help us figure that out. Number one, where do I feel most inspired? Is it outside? Is it in my kitchen? Is it by a window, in a coffee shop, when I travel? Write some notes. When do you feel really inspired? Or maybe with this question, think about some of the details of the last time you felt super motivated and inspired. Even if this was years ago, like dig back into the archives. When was the time where you're like, oh my gosh, I just did all these things. I created all this work I was proud of. Here's some of the aspects of what was contributing to that at that time. Where were you and what in your environment contributed to that feeling? And if you want to do a little visualizing with it too, what did it feel like? What did it smell like? Was it warm? Was it cold? Were you around people? Were you by yourself? Get really specific on this visual of the moment that you felt really inspired and start writing down some of the things you notice about your environment specifically. Because that's what we're doing today is we're going to pick one thing to upgrade that environment a little bit. So of all the things that you write down after you've taken a minute to kind of sit with this, choose the one thing that you want to upgrade in your inspired workspace. Just one thing. And this doesn't have to be the thing that you think I'm going to want you to do or that you think other people will be proud of you if you do it. Like pick the thing that popped into your head and then you said, oh, no, I can't do that one. I'm like, pick that one. Even if it makes you feel like you're extra or you're high maintenance or whatever it brings up for you, trust the thing that popped up first. Okay, so if you realize you get the most done in coffee shops, what's one thing in your remote setup that will make your life better? Is it organizing all the apps on the desktop of your computer? or maybe it's splurging for some new headphones. Really, it can be anything, and this can be any budget that works with you and your life too. This can be a free thing. This can be something you invest in. If you realize you've been working in the middle of your kid's playroom and you're always overwhelmed, you're always frustrated when you're working, is there a corner of another bedroom in your house or a room in your house that you can move your desk? Maybe you're like, oh, I'm not sure why I've been in this room that I hate. Have you ever done that? I've had an office in a room that I hated before. I'm like, why am I doing that? Like, I can just move to a different room. It's not inspiring. I hate going up there, whatever. So where can you find some peace and focus? If you've already loved your setup, what's going to help you spruce it up a little bit? I just bought a video light for my office, and now I keep it on a stand next to my desk all the time because I've been wanting to do more videos, and this thing helps me do the habit of making more videos because it's already there for me. So when I see it, I'm like, oh, I could sit down and record something really fast. It helps me get into that flow faster. Or if you're like, hey, Kristen, I'm most inspired when I'm traveling. Hi, same. Let's travel together. And maybe it's time to book that trip or that solo retreat or invest in your business in a big, exciting new way. I just had a moment like this for myself too, where I was like, why am I stalling on the thing that I say I want the most? Why am I stalling on this? There's not actually a reason except for my own fear. So this challenge is yours. So don't just run to TJ Maxx and buy a new candle unless that's the thing you really want, that really excites you, that makes you feel inspired and ready to take action. But think through the thing that's going to be the upgrade for you. And I'm excited to hear about it because I think we're all going to have a really different thing that brings inspiration into our workspace, that gives us a little boost of energy. What in your environment is going to be a really helpful add or maybe subtraction? That's okay too. Tag us on Dangerous Creatives with what you do today for your challenge, or give some others some inspiration on how you applied this challenge. We'd love to share what you're doing, what you're working on, and maybe click over to some other challenge participants' accounts and leave them some love too. So that was the challenge for today. See, super easy. Your challenge is to have fun with this, to make it something that's enjoyable and light and not like, oh, why is Kristen not giving me like some really hard marketing task? Just enjoy the lightness of this and see where it takes you. So just a reminder, if you want to get the emails for these and see the challenges written up, there is a link in the show notes to subscribe to the challenge emails. I'll also be sending out a special audio download that you'll love later this week. It's going to help with all of this. So feel free to hop on that if you want to get the bonus audio and the written out challenges. And thank you for joining. I hope you come back tomorrow, because we have 4 more days of challenges. They are all super fun and easy, and they just keep getting better. So make that commitment to yourself to show up each day this week with us. We are excited to move through these 5 challenges together, and I can't wait to see what you do and what it starts to spark in your business. This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Jamie Lono and Shammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time.